Good day, everyone. Today we are going to begin the actual Sefer of A Daily Dose of B'tochen with chapter number 1, entitled Get Your Spiritual Heart Rate Up. The chapter says as follows, Chochem ben Sion Abu Shaul, whom I consider my rabbi, wrote a famous Sefer on Halacha called Or Letzion. He also wrote a Musa Sefer, Or Letzion Chochma U'Musar, which includes a section on B'tochen. I would like to begin this Sefer by sharing some beautiful thoughts from this section. He opens with a quote from Rabbeinu B'chaya Shar HaBetochon from Sefer Chobos HaLevavos that describes the trademark of true B'tochon, which is that a person has Menuchos HaNefesh, peace of mind. He is reliant on Hashem, on God, and he is serene. Chochem ben Sion says that in Gate 3 of the Sefer, entitled Shar Avodos Elohim, the Gate of Service of God, Rabbeinu B'chaya lists heart mitzvos. His main message in this section is that sometimes we focus too much on mitzvos of our bodies and not enough on mitzvos of the heart. B'tochon, relying on God, is one of the mitzvos of the heart on Rabbeinu B'chaya's list. Chochem ben Sion learns from this that the essence of mitzvah of B'tochon is in the heart. If we say with our mouth that we rely on God, but we don't really feel it in our heart, we are really not fulfilling the mitzvah. Conversely, if we only feel B'tochon in our heart and we never say a word about it, we are still fulfilling the mitzvah, even though speaking about B'tochon is worthwhile as well. As Tehillim says, Hemanti ki adaber, I believe because I speak, which hints to the power of verbalizing our heartfelt belief. However, we cannot focus only on saying the right things and believing that this is B'tochon. As the adage goes, you can't just talk the talk, you have to walk the walk. And the walk of B'tochon is fueled by the heart. Thus, the title of the Sefer is Chovos HaLevavos, Duties of the Heart. Rav Volbi addressed this issue in his Sefer Al Ishur. Writing on the topic of Teshuvah, he says, human nature inclines us to approach the Aseret Yemei Teshuva by upgrading our actions. During this time of year, we look for an etrog and build our sukkah. We also are likely to dig a bit deeper to give tzedakah. All of this, worthy as it is, speaks only of what we are doing, not of what we are feeling. People are more comfortable with mitzvahs than can be fulfilled through action. Rav Volbi observes that teshuva, in contrast, is in our heart. This makes it less comfortable for us to be unlike buying an esrog or building a sukkah, counting the omer, putting on tefillin, and hundreds of other action-based mitzvahs, which are defined by rules and fulfilled by adhering to those rules. A heart mitzvah cannot be precisely weighed and measured. We know when we've eaten a kazayas of matzah, but we can't know when our teshuvah is complete. Because we shy away from mitzvahs of the heart, finding them too amorphous to approach, Rabbeinu B'chaya offers us this guide, Chovos HaLevavos. As we go forward to discuss the mitzvah of B'tochon, it is important to remind ourselves that this is first and foremost a mitzvah of the heart. Therefore, learning it requires us to open our heart and allow it to absorb the Sefer's illuminating perspectives. One of the truest expressions of the state of affairs within our heart is our approach to prayer, which is called Avoda Shevelev, the service of the heart. Real prayer is a real workout for our B'tochon, a vigorous heart-pounding exertion to connect and communicate our deepest feelings to our Father in Heaven. Sometimes, however, people cannot seem to get their spiritual heart rate up at all. Many people know someone who owns expensive gym clothes and the top-of-the-line sneakers, but wears them only for a leisurely stroll around the block. He looks as if he's passionately committed to the fitness, but he never breaks a sweat. Likewise, people can wear their talis and tefillin every day, but are essentially strolling through their tefillos. One advantage of physical exercise, however, is that a person can wear a special device to monitor his heart rate while he exercises. The spiritual effort of our heart, however, is not measurable. Only Hashem knows where we started, what challenges we faced, and how far we've gotten. Ki hu yodea ta'alumos lev, for he, Hashem, knows the secret of the heart. Despite the challenges of embracing the mitzvos of the heart, they are mitzvos, obligations, which means that it's our job to work on them and achieve as much as we can. For this lifelong effort, we have the unerring counsel of Chovas HaLevavos, our lifelong guide to understanding and fulfilling the duties of the heart. Perhaps we can understand that the way for us to connect to this, the way for us to make sure the bitachon becomes a part of our regular routine, to make sure that it's constantly something that's in our heart and our mind, is to carry this sefer with us. You know, somebody who is obsessed with sports, they take the sports section of the newspaper and they read that every day right away. And somebody who's into finances, they take out the stock section of the paper and they always browse that over. And people understand that you are defined by what you're reading, what you find important. If we carry around the sefer of A Daily Dose of Bitachon, or any other book or sefer that brings us to Bitachon, that will remind us to talk about it, to think about it. Somebody may even say, what do you have there? And you'll say, oh, it's a book about Bitachon. The more Bitachon is in our mouth, the more Bitachon will be in our hearts as well. Let us try to make sure that every single day we carry it with us. And maybe even not physically, but at least to carry it in our hearts and in our minds, and when we speak it, or carry it in our mouths. And it'll resonate with us throughout the entire day. Have an amazing day.